Wild Wild Tech is a brand new podcast all about how technology is having weird effects on culture.
Like how the video game World of Warcraft is helping understand the spread of COVID-19.
Or how an artificial intelligence is actively trying to break copyright law.
Or that the hot new dating app for lesbians is TikTok.
Or that the US Army is trying to recruit soldiers with video games.
We talk to experts, journalists, and people who live through these stories.
You're not going to want to miss it.
Listen to Wild Wild Tech for free on Spotify or your favorite podcasting app.
Dead in Hip Hop and Dead in Sports presents The League, a new Madden series with your host, FIFA 24/7, KB Inge, and the stepchild, Nikki Duse.
What's going on?
What it do? All right, man, look, so this is our third season, right? That we just finished up?
Yep, yeah. Third season. Yep. Damn. So,
yeah, I know. They've been moving. I think we're starting to get right into the sweet spot of being able to make moves. The young people that we've drafted started to blossom into stars in the league.
The teams are being defined now. Because we came in with, you know, a bunch of, you know, rosters and players from the existing, you know, NFL, but now we're bringing in new talent, and we got new guys that's going to be future stars and superstars.
Yep, like my guy J.K. Dobbins. That's what I'm talking about. Second year in, rated 85, already a superstar. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying he was number 10 in rushing last year.
I was a little top before I said anything. You know, you got to get it out.
Saying,
you know?
I'm just saying he number 10 in rushing, and you know, like I think he had 600 yards receiving, so 2,000 yards total. As a rookie, I think that was damn good. I see your stats of your game came. What was it, like 350 yards rushing?
287.
Uh-huh.
287. I mean, I got lucky.
Just being modest.
Nah, I just got a couple of lucky big runs.
See, this is why I wanted to call this out this season. Because this nigga acting like he be undercover with his success. 100. You know what I'm saying? 100. And he'll always be as humble as a mumble in the jungle. Mm-hmm. But we know he plotting. I know. I'm well aware of everything that's going on with you. Just don't think no one's not looking at you.
So, but this is your humble season, huh?
Oh yeah, man. You love it when I gotta be vulnerable and I gotta be.
But you know what? That's the price of winning the championship and the way that you did it, because you didn't build it. You bought that shit. So when you buy something, guess what? It don't last like that.
Here come the criticism.
All right, so no, but Ken, my theory on championships is what? You buy them or you draft them?
No, I understand. And I think you're right about that. So are we going to like start there? Are we going to kind of go back and
let's
get
go
to
back.
Where we
let's,
are now?
Let's recap the end of the
a
season.
A lot has happened.
Yeah, let's
you
recap
ain't lying.
The end.
For go ahead. Bring me back. Reel me in.
Because let's start off with the playoffs. Because I think that's where we ended the last episode in.
Man, like, yeah,
the
start. We said we would have a champion. By the way, was old boy able to come on?
I thought you was.
We'll get him on the next one. We'll get him on the next one.
I thought you were going to do it. You talk to him.
What you mean? It's the chat. We all talk to him.
I don't be talking to them niggas like that.
We'll get him on the next one.
He was talking the other day, boy.
Because business needed to be taken care of.
I came out, I was like 70 messages. What the hell was going
on?
That was
crazy.
We needed to take care of business. We needed to figure out the streaming shit. And we needed to figure out what we're going to do in terms of the league setting, all Madden and shit. That shit needed to be taken care of. Now I'm solid again.
You're solid again.
We good now.
You your zero dark 30.
Yo, so let's talk about the playoffs, and then let's talk about the business, and then we'll talk about the season.
Okay. Yeah, the beginning of the season.
Yep. So the playoffs, how they go for everybody?
I think everybody made it out the first round.
Yeah. No, I had a bye.
Not
I had a bye. So
I forgot.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So let's go, Mr. Wild Card. And then we're gonna go with
the divisional.
All right, cool. Yeah. So like, man, I was a division leader as well. I went 12-4 on this season. The Ravens went 11-5. So I saw the Ravens in the damn wild card game. And we already know, because I've already said it. I have to stop the run, and I did not stop
the
run.
If you could see FIFO's face when he found out that he had a face, this nigga literally took a seat.
Yo. Yo,
I didn't want to laugh at him, man. That's why I laughed in the car. I was like, this nigga hurt, boy. He hate facing him. He already knew what the bullshit was like. I don't want to be the first nigga that got to deal with him. All right, go though.
Yeah, man. So once I knew it was the Ravens, I feel like this. I feel like I'm one of the better GMs in the league, and I also feel that I'm the you can arguably say I'm the best passer in the league. The last 2 years, I've led the league in total yards and either number one or number two in passing touchdowns. So I know I could throw the rock. But going against the Ravens, man, that run game is something unfreaking real. And I did my best. You know what I'm saying?
He had new shit. Like, he was trucking. He was stiff-arming motherfuckers.
Bruh. New shit like plays or just new shit like...
Nah, just his running style.
Because the first time I played him, he only had Phillip Lindsay. He didn't have Nick Chubb.
So he was running around motherfuckers. Exactly. He was leaving motherfuckers in, like, dust.
Yep, but now he was just running over people.
With Nick Chubb?
Yes.
Everybody.
If he didn't break clean, he would stiff-arm you.
That shit was loud, too.
It felt like you was in the game, for real.
That shit was loud. I had to turn that shit down every time he hit people.
It felt like John Henry hitting that rock.
So, as a GM, you have to build your team to your competition, to be able to beat your competition. And this whole time I thought the competition was going to be the Chiefs, which is why I, you know, was talking about all this speed and all of that. Mm-hmm. Now I need some big hitters. So so when we talk about the beginning of the season, I'll talk about all the moves I made in the offseason. But yeah, man, so I want every move I make is just to beat the damn Ravens. Once I get past them, I feel like I could beat anybody, but okay. I got to get past them.
So you said all that to say you lost in the wild card.
I lost in the damn wild card, man.
All right.
That wasn't a loss.
I got my ass whooped.
I was going to let it be, Kenny. I'm not trying to joke. I'm trying to be humble this season.
I got my ass whooped. I'll admit it.
It was bad. I was pulling for you, too, because I was like, man, at least keep it close.
I was just pulling for him just because off the brand.
Like, that too. You know, once it looked like it wasn't going to turn out that way, I was like, yeah, man, at least go out with some dignity. But nah, because I think, you know, and we talked afterwards, and it was working for the most part, but you can tell me, and I think you even said it, you kind of got sped up a little bit.
Yep, I got sped up a little bit, and I got a little frustrated, which is why, like, I like a high powered offense, because you don't do something, I'm gonna come right back and try to score. And he baited me in a couple of them.
I noticed that he's good at, like, I don't realize, because the offensive side as far as the run game is so ridiculous that you forget, like, he's actually sneakily good on defense.
Yeah, I don't care, and I've watched him play twice. I've never cared about the running and the offense. I've always paid attention to the defense.
The defense is what kept, like, I only watched one game and I noticed that because of how he used the ends, how he would bait you with the corners and shit. And I was like, oh, this dude knows his back end shit. He just knows this goofy ass shit on offense
points. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good on defense. And he baited me a couple of times in that game. So some of the interceptions were definitely my fault. One of them.
Some of them?
Well, I threw three. You know, I'm a high interception guy.
I want you to take full accountability of your interceptions.
I always do.
You said some of them.
Yeah, three. So I threw three total interceptions. Okay. Two of them were my fault. One of them was
a tip pass. Shit.
I don't remember. I don't remember that third one. The two that really stick out are I ran corner routes with Odell Beckham. Instead of doing a possession catch or an aggressive catch,
you let the computer.
I did the catch and run, just trying to get it right up under him. And Earl Thomas just came and got him.
Yep. I remember that vividly.
Yep.
Because I was like, ah.
Because
you saw
open.
What he was doing and you saw how that was like, he's going
to
bite.
And it was open, he had to go get the ball. Because you know that running catch, they kind of, you know, they let the ball drop in the breadbasket.
Yeah.
So if the defender comes aggressive, it's a wrap. Like, it's an interception.
Because he's just slowing down, just aggressive.
Well, not even slowing down. They speed up.
To lead him up. Yeah,
exactly.
If it's led in front of him, he can go get it and keep going.
Exactly. And I threw the ball that way and I tried to catch the ball that way. But I didn't play Earl Thomas, meaning that if I know the defender's there, I got to do a possession catch or an aggressive catch to make that catch. If I had more space, I could have ran up under the ball and took it a little bit more upfield. But in that particular instance, it had to be one of those two catches, and I just didn't do the right catch. So he got me. You know what I'm saying? Or it would have been an incomplete pass, but I just didn't select the right catch on that one. One of them was I moved J.K. Dobbins from the backfield to the slot. And I just could have swore that they were playing zone. But I think it was either a man or he had a hard flat with that safety.
It was a hard flat.
Yep, and he just baited me. Because I thought I read something pre-snap differently. And when I threw it.
on that play, I don't think you can even really see the defender. I think this was to the left side, right?
It was on the left side.
Yeah, you can't even, you couldn't even really see the defender. It just, it was almost like he just popped up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was definitely so, sitting on that route.
Yeah,
that
so I saw him coming down, and like I said, I read zone pre-snap. So that's why I moved him out there, because he was on the same side as Odell Beckham. And I had JK do an out and Odell a slant. So, you know, like a natural rub type play. And I just 100% thought JK would have been open, could have got him to a quick and then turn up field for, I think it was like a second and two, third and two.
Was it more like a muscle timing reaction as far as like when, because you know that route always usually works.
Exactly. Because, so because just, yep. I knew, I believe what I saw pre-snap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I made the moves I made. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a quick, like, even in real football, like there's certain throws that are just, you know, they have to be quick. I knew I knew where the pressure was going to cut. Like, I read it. I just didn't know he had the hard flat like that. So he baited me into that throw.
The hard flat, if you got that, boy.
He got
Because we'll get to another player who does.
Yeah, he got
I needed
got
the hard flat on.
But nah, you know, props to him. His name is Cliff. Props to Cliff, man. He got me. You know, he beat me. He's gotten the best out of me. I think he's 3-0 against me. So,
and he in your division.
And he's
2. You only played him twice.
Only played him twice. Okay, so fine. 2-0.
You beat the Ravens the first time without
him. Oh, yeah, That's right. But I'm 2-0 against them, man. I mean 0-2 against them. And you know, it's cool, man. My new squad, we ready for them problems.
You gotta outscore him, man.
Huh? Yeah,
you
I do. No, here's the thing. 100% I gotta outscore him, and I know I can do that. The problem is that he gets more possessions than I do when I play against him. So I
because of the interceptions?
Because of the interceptions, and also because he can score because of the glitch. You know what I'm saying? If I score quick, I still need 4 or 5 plays. Like, I can't just one play, you know, every time.
No, he's
like,
good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good.
He can play.
And, you know, I'm going to get him this year. I'm going to get him
You
this
got
year.
2 times every year, my nigga.
I know.
In your division.
I just got to split. If I split, I win the division. That's how I feel.
What about you, Ken? How yo? Since we done with the wild cards, we don't know about wild card over here, boy. We know about divisional first round buys. That's what we know about.
Yeah, man. This was a heartbreaking loss for me because I was playing blind the whole second half. I'm not one to make excuses, but I'm making a goddamn excuse this time because it's goddamn legit. But it started out ugly, and I lost 35-20, but that last touchdown he scored was out of my emotions because I just didn't give a fuck because the game was essentially over. So I was trying to make anything happen to force a turnover. Hopefully I get an interception and take one to the house or something. So, you know, press, blitz, and hit old boy over the top. But it started out ugly. Like, I was down 14-0 with the quickness. Because he did some shit. Like, he threw to the running back in the flat.
You talking about Spike Lou?
Yeah, he threw to the running back in the flat, and he did some, like, fake, like, juke move.
Is it the one where they cut up field?
Nah, like, it was, like, short and real, like, tight. And it was 2 guys over there. And I don't know if he did that on purpose, like that's the thing he did, or if it was just the game situation. Then he took 180 yards to the house and then stopped me on defense. And then next thing I know, I was down 14-0. But man, we settled down. We went on a run. I was up 20-14. And once I got a grip, understanding of what he was doing offensively, started to like lock that shit down, and we started to make that run, and I had the ball. I was about to go up 28 because I missed the extra point, 28-20. And then all hell broke loose. Like, first thing that happened, now this is, there's no excuse for this because this is on me. So the kids started fighting and shit like that. So I turned around, yelled at them, turned back, and hiked the ball, but didn't really remember
the play.
Yep. And forced it. Spike was like on the guy's hip. And I thought I could lead the receiver, but I don't know how he did it. But you know the ones where you're side by side and the defender can reach out and take it, even though he's behind him?
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And then Spike scored on that. And then the shit just started. I was lagging the whole second half.
Lagging as
like,
far as the stream.
And you saw one of the plays where
because watching the stream, I knew exactly I was because I was watching. I was like, bruh, why the hell did you throw it so damn late? Because Hopkins was wide the fuck open. Clean. And that was a touchdown. That was six right there. Because
yep.
there was nobody else but there. There was only that one corner. He was on the inside. And you had a post route going out. I love that play. That's the play that FIFA like usually when it comes to them corner routes. It's like, once you open, it's up and go. Mm-hmm. You threw it to him so late that did he even catch it?
He didn't even catch it. That was like
when he caught it, but he was out of bounds at that point.
Because
like,
I tried to possession it. Because I was like, okay, at least maybe he can catch it. Because when I hiked the ball, and you know, I don't know if you guys know about lag. I know we got
I know about lag. Yeah. You know my internet.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, like, there's a couple of things that happen. So when you hike the ball, it'll freeze, and then next thing you know, the play's in play. Mm-hmm. At times, it'll speed up to try to catch up where it's at.
It'll be chopped and screwed.
Yeah, it'll be chopped, and it's just – it's really hard to play, so you kind of guessing what's going on. And where was really a problem for me, I don't know if I went for it on 4th-and-3 because I normally don't do that, but it was like either 3rd-and-3 or 4th-and-3. And I dropped back. I was like, oh, I had like a play going to the out, something coming in the middle. And then I think I had a curl or a hitch right. So I had a couple of options. And then, of course, I can always run it with Deshaun. And I hiked the ball and dropped back. And I was going to roll out to the left. And his end, you know, I had to get the outside angle. Next thing I know, I looked up. By the time the play became visible, he was right in my face. And I got sacked. And then that was it. So that drive was over. And in spite of all that, like, we were still in the game. Like, 28-20, lagging all the way into the fourth quarter. I mean, I went through the whole house. I had everybody turn everything off. Like, my son was yelling at me. I said, if you don't turn that shit off, you won't play at all. Like, if you turn it off now, I'll let you get back on. But I need to know if this is me or if this is him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Because I pay for the highest, the most expensive internet. I should not be lagging at all. So I'm pissed. Like, so I'm disconnecting everything. But and that's why I was salty about it, because I could have won that game if I would have had on my end a fighting chance. But nevertheless, you know, it is what it is. And but I just needed one play, and I had it. That shit, when I missed that.
That's I remember what I said last hurt, time. Man. I think I said it last time. I was like, every drive has one touchdown.
Yep,
like,
that
if
one
you,
hurt.
And if you don't get it, then you may not get it.
That one hurt.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So,
yeah.
I saw it. I was like, bro, he got six right here. I was like, why the hell did he throw it so late? And I'm like, shit, that's the game.
And I know we're gonna talk about the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. I gotta talk about. Hold on.
I know. But after after you,
we'll go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we gotta go to the title game first. Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? If you see my record, I'm going to start streaming.
Wait,
more.
You were in the title game?
Let me set it up, Ken. God damn it. Hey. Y'all got y'all chance. Y'all got y'all turn. Let me talk. Let me
we're
speak.
Really going
I got
in
the
order,
mic.
Aren't we?
I was the best team in the NFC, number one overall seed in the NFC. That means I got a first round bye. So it was as far as the users, it was only the 49ers, the Cowboys, and the Seahawks who are in our league. In the NFC, and they all made the playoffs. We all made the playoffs. So the 49ers and the Cowboys were wild card teams. So I ended up playing the Cowboys again. And obviously, I'm in the NFC East already. So this is my third time seeing them, and I swept them in the regular season. And I ain't trying to talk shit, but shit, I own the division for a reason. So I got past the Cowboys in the division round. Shout out to the Cowboys in our franchise league. He's a good dude.
The self-proclaimed worst player in the league.
Exactly. Well,
his words. That's what he said.
Hey, it's his words, right?
I'm just quoting.
I ain't
going to
kick the nigga while he's down.
I'm not making it up.
So I was able to get to the NFC title game where I faced the 49ers, who I was actually supposed to face earlier in the regular season, but that's a whole nother conversation argument that
we touched on it,
but it's a lot bigger than what it is. But so we actually got to face each other again in the title game. And y'all know me, wherever I say in the chat, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, if you want to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to make a stop in New York City
and
get passed through customs.
Okay,
all right.
LeBron.
So I'm at the time, one game away from the Super Bowl, back-to-back trips to the Super Bowl. I faced the 49ers. And man, it was that first quarter we was going at it. Like it was I received the ball first, which I hate because I usually like to kick the ball off first to guarantee the second half possession. But I knew I had to score early. So I got the ball first, and I was able to score early, the first touchdown of the game. And then from there, it was kind of going back and forth a little bit. It was 7-7, and then I scored with Saquon was eating first quarter early. So it was like 14-7 coming into the second quarter, or towards the end of the half, and he had this bullshit-ass play that I knew I should have guarded. He had because now he has T.Y. Hilton. He drafted Tua, by the way. He let go of Jimmy G and drafted Tua. So his Tua's on the 49ers, and they still have that defense of Sherman, Bosa, and all that shit. But he's got T.Y. Hill as well because he got him in a trade. So T.Y.'s on the outside. He was eating on me as far as this little hitch route or the dig route. A dig route.
I think that's – oh, wait.
Because he come – it's a route where you go – where the receiver comes up and comes back in.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he – yeah. I look at it as an end.
He has a couple different plays.
Yeah, that's – but he basically was eating on me with that with T.Y. because my corner wasn't good enough. It was basically one-on-one, like man-to-man on that. And while he's not going up top – it was more of like he's guaranteeing himself at least 5 to 10 yards on that play. And I even tried to sneak my linebacker over there, but that was leaving my middle exposed for George Kittle and all that shit. So it was kind of like pick your poison. So I let T.Y. get those little chunk yardage, but I was like, he ain't going up top. And I was up 14-7, and this nigga got the ball going in the second half. And he caught me sleeping on a man-to-man, and T.Y. went up top. Got a touchdown to end basically the end of the half to tie the game up. That's which I hate because that's momentum going into the second half.
Yeah.
So he's got the possession first. He gets a touchdown. Try to respond. It don't happen. And that's really the game from there. I'm not gonna go any more deeper. I'm still having nightmares about it. I'm still having nightmares of Joey Bosa coming around the corner like the damn boogeyman. But yeah, that defense is real.
What about that nightmare when you went up when he went straight up the middle?
Well, that was my fault again.
Yeah, I know.
I was in a blitz at first, but then I was like, I should have switched out because I usually don't like playing a blitz, especially like that. Because usually, if they get past the first wave, it's a wrap. He going up straight, and he had Tevin Coleman still. So that's as I was trying to do the audible, he hiked the ball, and I was as soon as I was like, I hope someone just gets to the middle because the middle parted like he was Moses in the damn Red Sea, and it was a wrap. He went up basically.
I think that
it was like 28-14.
That's the one you said was pretty much the game.
Yeah, it was like 28-14. I was like, because I could barely score on him. I could barely pass. Saquon was doing some things, but like running takes so much time off the clock. I had to catch up and score. Mm-hmm. And this is where I lead to. This is where I lead to FIFO's point of his criticism of me last season, as far as like not either taking chances to, down deep or these dink and dunk passes ain't gonna really work. That's where it really showed. I can do dink and dunk if I control the pace of the game, but if it's out of my control, I'm vulnerable. So. It was like 31-14. That was it. I couldn't even score in the second half. I'm going to keep it a buck. But I'm only saying all that because he got past the he got out of New York. He somehow, some way got out of customs, right? So you know what that means. He in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And boy, I was watching that Super Bowl until the first quarter, and then I cut it off. Because you know why?
I watched the whole game. Boy.
You watched the whole game?
Why?
Because when he went up 30, I was like, why am I even paying attention to this? Because I saw how the Chiefs was playing. I was like, bro, you just trying to look for a miracle at this point. It's not even the second half.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I kept watching. Because I'm like, I've watched him play, and he's not that bad.
No, he's not. He's not. Like
you talking about the Chiefs?
Yes. Yeah. If you go back, the interceptions and stuff that he was throwing and the things that he were doing.
That's not him.
That's not him.
So then what happened? Because I was looking at the game, I was like, bruh.
Same thing, shit that happened
to me. That's what he said?
Happened to him in the first half. And when he scored those 15 points, he said that's when the game came back on and started working fine for him. And it matches up with what he's saying because he was able to move the ball and see a little
bit. But it was 30. It was like 31-0.
You saw the stats, man. Only me and him went over 2,000 yards receiving for a receiver. Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham.
He was missing everything, man. Like, simple shit.
Yep.
He was throwing interceptions on shit. I'm like, what are you doing? How did I see that?
Bro, think about it. The last 2 years, he put the Ravens out.
Well, they didn't have a user, though.
Yeah, no, they just had to use it this past season. That was the first time he faced
them. Either way.
But he did beat the Ravens. He outscored the Ravens. 31-28, exactly. Something like that.
Exactly.
No, it was higher than that. It was 41-38.
He put up 40 because, look, again, with the Ravens, you got to force him to pass. He can't pass the way he can run. And that's what the Chiefs are able to do. The Chiefs are extremely balanced.
Yep.
They're extremely balanced, but they go over the top because for obvious reasons.
The Niners are balanced, too.
The Niners are extremely balanced,
and that should have been a really good Super Bowl.
It should have.
Yeah, but we basically got literally this past Super Bowl Chiefs versus the 49ers, and it went the complete opposite way.
Yeah, yep,
it was the
opposite exactly. Way. And but I think he, like me, I hardwired, and he hardwired. We'll see if that.
And the reason why, again, I said I'm cool with losing to dude is because that motherfucker ended up being a Super Bowl champ. So I lost to the, I lost to the champs. As you can see, the title, the belt stays but, in the NFC.
I mean, you lost to the champs, but I mean.
But I lost to the champs. But and I had reason? A better, and I gave him the best game out of the playoffs.
No, but,
I
know, but what was the reason why you lost? Because of what we pointed out last week. And you bought your championship.
I already mentioned that. You ain't got to kick me when I'm down, cool. FIFA. Goddamn it, shit. Hey, I showed you mercy when Kim was ready to fall on you, boy.
Well, hey, like I said, you the stepchild.
All right. So, all right, look, so you see how I be trying to be. I be trying to. I'm trying to change, Ken. I'm not trying to be so disrespectful.
No, but, niggas, but I even looked at your roster, right? Like in.
Okay,
and
so are we going to the off season now?
I guess we can. Okay. We can transition over there.
Yeah, we can. We can do that.
So I was looking at everybody's roster because obviously I got to make sure
the present day rosters
right now. Okay. So after the preseason, after everything, after the majority of people that made their moves, obviously we still got to week 8 to make moves and stuff like that. I like to get my moves out early. I like to play with my team unless I go into a situation against I know somebody I'm going to play down the road or something like that, and then I may need to adjust. But I'm very confident. But looking at your roster, Nick. I was like, man, the cupboard is very bare. And you won that first Super Bowl, and I'm not discrediting it because you earned that shit. Like, when you play users, it doesn't matter how good or bad the team is, you got to beat the player, right? And you did that. But at the same time, like, your roster was a little bit more advanced than everybody else's only because you got a quarterback in the free agent market that's already, what, like 90 or 88?
92.
So you're talking about elite level quarterback right off the rip. Mm-hmm. You got AB, you know, elite level wide receiver right off the rip. And you already had an elite level running back. So your progression to being at least a decent to great user team mm-hmm. was really quick. We all had to kind of build. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got that first chip, but now the championship cupboard is very bare. And when I look at that roster, I'm just like, Nick, you know, you don't have a user in that NFC East, and you do. You have the Cowboys. Mm. It'll be very interesting this season. You gonna have to play. This is gonna be your most challenging season yet.
Have you played your first game already?
Yeah, I beat the Chargers. You see how FIFA he screams my failures and he whispers my success. He said, "Yeah, you won that title, but you bought that motherfucker." And I'm like, "All right, bro. First of all, I'm gonna say this: the first title I got, I did have a stacked roster." But mm-hmm. like you said, I still had to win the games. Mm-hmm. Last year, I still made it back to the NFC title game. So I did what I had to do regular season. I mm-hmm. beat the teams who I faced. Mm-hmm. This season, because of that criticism, I made a challenge to myself. Mm-hmm. All right, bro, you're going to keep mentioning that loss. I made a challenge to myself. I was like, you know what? FIFA may be right. Or this is just something that I want to prove. Because I've been talking shit about this in our chat. And even I haven't said mm-hmm. it in the league chat. But I feel like I could take any QB who's at least a 72 and up to the playoffs, let alone deep into the playoffs. So what I do, I had this offseason, I had to make a trade because, for one, Andrew Luck was eating up too much of my cap because I didn't think he was going to sign the deal that I offered. I was hoping to just franchise tag again, but his goofy ass accepted the last trade offer. I mean, the offer I offered him, and he was eating up too much of my cap. Mm. So I couldn't even make no real moves in free agency or really even it after free agency. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to make a trade. And if I'm going to make any other team better, it damn sure ain't going to be y'all team. And I got a roof for my boys. You know what I'm saying? Cincinnati, of course. I went for the Bengals. I traded them Daniel Jones and I traded them Andrew Luck. And these niggas is balling after the first week. Andrew Luck dropped about 38 points on the Jaguars. So I traded Andrew Luck just to get him off my just for cap space purposes, and also because I want to have a black squad. I drafted Trey Lance first round. He was my first round pick, and I got RG3 as my backup. So whoever going to win the Super Bowl going to be black. All right, I'm going to give a damn. And that's why I wanted to just basically prove that. And also, what you're also noticing on my roster is as far as overall grades are very low because most of these are rookies and stuff too, and like late second round, late first round. So I want to prove that I also can develop talent as well. And I want to see how that talent develops also in the league. Mm-hmm. Not more so just to prove a point, but it's also just to see, like, we get all these players and they say have some devious traits or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they can upgrade themselves mm-hmm. to a superstar level. Mm-hmm. I want to see if I can really do that as a user on my own. So I'm challenging myself. It's a humble season. I'm not going to really brag that much. That's why earlier I'm not coming off on the rah-rah shit like I used to. I did what I need to do. I have a title under my belt, so, and I make the playoffs consistently. I even make trips to the NFC title game, so I'm hoping to just repeat that. If I could do that with this QB, Trey Lance, we're going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
Good
luck with that shit. I don't know about that. But I think you have an advantage, though. You have Saquon. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, again,
so how much of a challenge is it?
When all right, hold on. All right. See, this is where niggas gotta, you know what I'm saying? This is where niggas gotta stump their foot on some shit. Like niggas ain't even been to the title game in their conference and they talking shit. Again, the title belt has always been and will be in the NFC.
That's fine.
And you have to go through the NFC East first, point blank, period.
Is it really much of a challenge if Saquon is basically gonna be your lead guy?
Saquon, first of all, Saquon is Saquon. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like he's gonna be good regardless.
But
I had
you don't
Andrew
have
Luck
to do much
QB.
With the QB.
Yes,
at
I have to this year, even more so. But I'm putting that challenge on a rookie, which is even, you should really question my decision, which you're already doing. But even more so because last year, like FIFA pointed out, my offense was very limited, like you're pointing out as well, with Saquon. I'm showing you that not only am I expanding the offense. Like, I'm getting back to being Deuce on this motherfucker. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to know how I'm going to hit you, Ken.
I'm saying that because the offense was limited per your admission also, that it's easy to throw a rookie QB in there anyway because the offense is already at a ceiling.
Saquon,
it's not going to take it to another level.
Saquon gives me the security that I do not need to throw in
Saquon
any situation.
It's Saquon a bust, like I told you last time.
It's not Saquon a bust this year.
We'll see.
I'll prove that to you. Saquon will have a humble Hall of Fame rookie.
I want to see what that quarterback season.
He's still gonna get his 1,000 yards and whatever, and his touchdowns, but it's not gonna be in the way that you think it is. It's gonna be very much an even spread because I got players I gotta develop. I drafted a receiver in the first round too because I needed more speed. I was listening to FIFA. I still have T. Higgins as a receiver in his second year, and he's gonna have another good year.
I was looking at that wide receiver core of yours. And you only got one guy with speed. Like, everybody else is like 88, 87.
And to me, again,
we got a whole season.
And out of everybody talking shit, I got the best playoff record on this podcast right now. I got the most wins on this podcast. And I'm only one with a Super Bowl outside of Money Green. Shout out to Money Green, my nigga. Like, I really shouldn't have to do this much rah-rah shit for y'all. Like, y'all need to learn from me.
Hey, I'm just saying it's a new season.
And get out of your division first.
We're going to see. Hey, I've been a division winner 2 times in a row, baby.
All right. The first time was what? He wasn't there, right? The rookie man wasn't there.
No, but I was still the division leader.
We're going to see what you're going to do with Justin Fields.
Hold on. You ain't get Trevor Lawrence?
Nah.
The struggle was real in that first game.
To a degree.
Or was that you just being I saw 3 picks.
It was some of those picks was on him, right?
The last one was. Because I was just trying to run it up at that point. Like, I was already up, like, I want to say 2 scores. I think I was up 10 points. And I got the ball back like a minute to go with 3 timeouts. And I was like, I want to get another touchdown. So I was pressing the issue.
Oh.
You know. So, yeah, to try to get, you know, to develop them quicker. So that was me. That two of them, that was him. Like, throwing it wide. You know, that rookie quarterback.
That's
style.
What I'm learning. I learned that with Trey Lance, like, I was.
They're not pinpoint. Yet.
They're not pinpoint because we're not. They're not vets. They're not 90s or whatever. Like you had Aaron Rodgers, I had Andrew Luck. Yep. So it's like they can't
wherever
make all the throws.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be patient with your throws. Yep. Like you got to make sure you know exactly what you're
100%.
Doing. Footwork and 100%. Everything.
But yeah, no, Justin Fields didn't. He struggled a little bit at the beginning, but J.K. Dobbins took over in that first half, and then it just felt like once Justin Fields got a little acclimated, like the throws became easier. The main reason why I drafted Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence, if y'all watch me on Twitch, twitch.tv/FIFA247, is because of my division rival, the Ravens. This man made some crazy moves. So last year he traded for Von Miller, and that was already hell enough, right? Because he was demolishing my right tackle. And that's why I kept saying on the podcast, I got to upgrade my right tackle. And I finally did that. But he also traded for Khalil Mack and Harrison Smith. So I'm like, whoa, how? I don't know how he got Harrison Smith. The Khalil Mack he gave up, I know, a D tackle and 2 picks. He got Khalil Mack. Harrison Smith, I don't know how he did it. But here's the thing, though. And this is what I told Cliff, too. the way he's starting the season is not the way he's going to end the season. Because he does not have any salary. He can't re-sign Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's coming off of his rookie deal, and he don't got no money.
He got the fifth-year option, though, right?
I don't know if it's already been exercised, or I don't know. But
it shouldn't have been just
yet. Yeah, he'll have it.
Because I just activated my fifth-year option with Saquon.
Okay. But he may not have salary cap to even do that.
Like there's a reserve salary cap. Reserve.
Okay. Yeah. But either way, right? Like he's not going to be able to re-sign some of these players long term. So
he's got a one and done season.
He's win now.
And he has a lot of holes on that team because he's paying, you know, two or three guys. Mm-hmm. So his O line at center, his center is like a 68. The rest of the O line is pretty decent.
Center doesn't need to be good. He runs to the outside.
100%. His linebackers, obviously they're good, but his D line is ass. So, and then, you know,
he uses a lot of those
people. He uses the ends. He gonna definitely use Ron.
He uses his linebackers. He uses his outside linebackers.
Yeah, he's all over the field with his defense.
Oh, so he doesn't stick to one position?
Nah.
Nope.
It depends on what you're doing.
Nope.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So, secondary, linebackers, yep. D line.
He'll move around.
He moves around. Yep.
So, but I know in pass rush situations, at least last year, he used Von Miller. This year, obviously, he has a choice. So that's my reasoning for drafting Justin Fields, because if I'm gonna make it out my division, I have to be mobile. Like, and I called Ken about that shit too. I'm like, man, I know I got the number one pick. I know I've been saying I want Trevor Lawrence, but looking at the moves that the Ravens are making, there's no way.
It's not gonna work, FIFA.
What, Justin Fields ain't gonna work?
He ain't ready. Does he have escape artists already?
Like, not yet.
You got to get there. You got to hope he has.
No, I know. So here's the thing.
How you going to be mobile?
So the only thing, because
with Khalil Mack and Von Miller?
Right.
That just sat with me. I was like, hold on.
It has to be.
He got Khalil Mack.
Bro, Aaron Donald just ran me down in my first game.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's legit.
Is he that goddamn fast, though? He ran out to Sean Watson.
Yep.
I was like, I'll run. Nope. I'll run him. That nigga hawked me down. I'm running this way. He coming this way. I'm like, I'll be able to run in this.
Nope.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. Now the defenders that are, you know, dominant like that, like in the game, they're sometimes OP, especially if their X factor is on. But like you said, it had to sink in with me when I saw. I said, wait, hold on. This man traded for Khalil Mack as well, and then Harrison Smith. But either way, Justin Fields does not have escape artists yet. So even if I don't get it by the first time I play him, because I think the first time I play him is week 6, and then I play him again in week 10 or 11. As long as I get it by the playoffs, hopefully. And with all of my XP points, the only thing I'm upgrading is Improviser. That's it. So I know, like, in Face of the Franchise, when you upgrade Improviser, that's when you can get escape artists. Mm. So I don't know if that logic works. But that's what I'm upgrading, 100%. And hopefully I get escape artists by the playoffs. If I get it by the playoffs, I can evade enough of the rush to make the throw.
Does this say the same thing you as far as activating that? Like, you got to get 500 snaps at least?
Yeah, 500 snaps. So those are the guys that are potential superstars and X factors. Mm. So depending on how you play in those 500 snaps, it'll give you that dev trait. So for me, I'm trying to get him out of the pocket and throw on the run. And he can do that. His speed is 88. And also his acceleration is 89 or 87. Okay. It's either like two up or two below or something like that. But he's fast. So like once I get past the line of scrimmage, he's mobile. But you know, without escape artists, you're slow as hell behind him.
Yeah.
So as long as I can get that by the playoffs, I should be fine. But I also made a whole bunch of moves. Like I said, man, I have to.
A whole hell of a lot more.
He made GM
in the league.
Best GM in the league can't get out of wild card.
Hey, because I got another guy over there that, you know, he does what he does. But yeah, man, so I moved Isaiah Simmons. So all right, let me start here. Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, I already knew I wasn't going to keep him going into the season, mainly because he's older, he got worse, he regressed, and also his cap hit. The previous year, his cap hit was only like $17 million. It almost doubled to $27 million. Exactly. Because the last 3 years of his contract is, like, his cap
hit. Why do you think I had to let Andrew Luck go? It ain't even worth it, bro.
Yep.
You fucking up my squad. Yep.
So I knew that there were teams that either had quarterbacks retire or needed quarterbacks. The Saints were one of them, but their cap situation was so bad that there was no way that they could take on salary without giving salary. And then their roster is so good, they wouldn't want to part with any of, you know, their topper, their salary cap hitters, right? So, all right, cool. So couldn't do it with the Saints. I had to finagle a little bit to make the deal I did with the Steelers done, but essentially I traded them some, like one or two defenders plus Aaron Rodgers, and I got TJ Watt. And I was like, yep, I'll go ahead and do that. Because I knew I was going to draft the quarterback. So I made that move. Then, I had signed an outside linebacker, in free agency, and I was going to move Isaiah Simmons to the middle. And I still did that. And but then I wound up trading him to get Derwin James. So I know I needed somebody that was going to come up, you know, ball. You want to run that rock? You know what I'm saying? Fumble. Let's go. Fumble Ruski. I need them. I need more turnovers. Mm-hmm. So I was great in coverage, but my defense didn't generate turnovers. I was all over the field, but I couldn't get a lot of interceptions. Well, I think I led the league in interceptions as a team, but I didn't get a lot of fumble recoveries or forced fumbles. So I know I needed to do that. So got Derwin James. I signed Devin McCourty in free agency. I signed a center in free agency. I can't remember his name. I want to say it's Alex Mack. And yep. Yeah, and everybody or some people in the chat was like, oh, well, you want to pay for a center. Yep, Money Green.
He was trying to get him too.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I have a superstar right tackle now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm moving from center to right tackle. So I got three superstars on my own line. And Devin McCourty, I picked up. Damn, there's somebody else I picked up. I did a lot of stuff, man. I did a lot of stuff. Right now, my defense and my offense are both rated 88 in the game. So I just know I got a lot of stars. I got a lot of X-Factor guys. And, oh, Calais Campbell, I picked him up in free agency, moved him from defensive end to defensive tackle like I did in Dominican Sue. He's rated higher as a defensive tackle. And I didn't know he was this damn big. I didn't know he was 6'8", 300.
Amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know he was 6'8". But he's an X-Factor guy on my D-line. You know, he's a disruptor. Moving Isaiah Simmons to middle linebacker, he's a momentum shift guy now. So whenever he gets in the zone, he knocks every offensive player out of the zone. So, and he also has tip drill. So my defense, you know what I'm saying? I'm nice. And also on my Twitch, I was talking about how I'm using Derwin James as my sub linebacker. And then what I'm doing with Troy Apke is I'm putting him all over the field. So I have him right now as my fourth cornerback and my second string free safety and strong safety. So anytime Derwin James is in the box, Troy Apke is up there. If Derwin James is up top, then Troy Apke, if I have a lot of DBs out on the field, he'll play corner. So I got him all over the place. I also switched my playbook to the New England playbook because they have a hybrid defense. They run 3-4 and 4-3 and the nickel package that I think that I'm going to need to beat the Ravens. And I went in there and I made all the adjustments. Like I signed a whole bunch of free agents that were linebackers that are run stopping linebackers. So I put them in special spots in my 3-4 defenses. I'm selling out, man. I'm getting out the AFC North, man.
He was talking all that shit about me, and this nigga sold his soul to get a damn Super Bowl. Hey. If you don't want a Super Bowl this year, bro.
Hey,
you lucky we going to 21.
But here's the beautiful thing about my team, unlike the Ravens, right? And even the 49ers, I think the way that he's built them is beautiful.
He's definitely done it. He's definitely done a good job.
On some slick shit. I'm noticing though. That I like what he did.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't have holes on my team. Like my team is solid. O line, D line, DBs, running backs.
The hole is the person controlling.
I was about to say that's not how you define a user error, my nigga. Like I was gonna let you know, like them three picks. We gotta keep talking about that.
At this point, you know what I'm saying.
You can't say something no more after this.
Nah, it's not the roster. I feel like I have the most perfect roster that you can ask for. So it's no longer the roster. It's now it's me. You know what I'm saying? And my ability to be able to stop the run. If I can do that, then I know I can win. But, you know, I just think that the way I built it, obviously you can't always sign everybody. Like, I'm already planning possibly to let DK Metcalf go because I don't have money for him. You know, Greedy Williams might have to go too. So I'm already starting to see the writing on the wall. Okay, let him go. Move Troy Apke starting corner. You know what I'm saying? So I'm already thinking. But for this year, I'm focused. This is the squad. And we going in, and we got to get this chip.
You guaranteeing a title?
Nope.
I was just saying it.
Nope. I'm
gonna look. You just gonna be in the dance. You just saying I'm gonna make it to the dance.
I'm gonna be in the dance. I'm gonna have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't taking nobody home with you.
Yeah. And I always say this, man. Like, I talk shit because I'm in this group and I'm in this league or whatever. But 2K is the shit where I'm like, I'm gonna win championships because I know.
All right, so you switching sports now, Ken? What's up, man? Yo,
I ain't want to hear.
This is we talking about Madden right now, bro. Don't bring up 2K. Don't bring up 2K. We talking about Madden right now.
Coming on, the game will be out, and I'm just gonna have that conversation, but. Yeah, you are nice. You are nice with it.
And
you
know,
I'm taking a few L's over from this side of the table. Yeah. But you know,
2K something different. But nah, man, like I want to go in there. Like in life, man, you have mental hurdles, right? Or just roadblocks that you got to overcome. And for me, it's the Ravens, man. As long as I can get past him. And here's the thing, I feel like last year. You know, I played you, what was it, like week 14, 15?
You keep going
like
back to this game. What are you making this reference for? What's up?
Let me go here so I can go there.
You're bringing up my fault. That's all I'm saying. What's up?
But week four, you know, I played the Chiefs. The Chiefs made the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are a very balanced team as well. So to me, like, I know I'm not always going to play you, right, just because of our schedules. So for me, that was like my personal Super Bowl, and I felt like I beat you in that one. The Chiefs, I don't always play the Chiefs.
That's how everybody feels when they play me, though.
That's cool.
It's their own personal Super Bowl.
The Chiefs, you know what I'm saying, I've only played them in year one. I didn't play them in year two, so now I play them now. So, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to see them in the playoffs, so this is my opportunity to show them, like, hey, bro, you don't want to see me. So it is what it is, you know? So if I see you again.
Yeah, we'll be watching. We'll be back after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Wild Wild Tech, an exciting new podcast that brings the weirdest untold stories of the tech world to light. Maybe you already know that the Spotify algorithm has changed how songwriters approach pop music, or that Google Maps is turning residential streets into accidental suburban highways. But Wild Wild Tech goes even deeper to find head-scratching stories about the weirder ways that tech shapes our culture, like how the U.S. Army is recruiting the next generation of soldiers on Twitch, or why Disney Plus is making some questionable censorship decisions, including covering up a famous mermaid butt with what looks like some very hairy shorts. Hosted by Jordan Erica Weber and Joshua Rivera, two tech journalists with bylines on The Verge and Vulture, Wild Wild Tech invites behind-the-scenes experts to explore the weirder corners of the tech world and untangle all the ways technology shapes our lives. Subscribe to Wild Wild Tech for the untold stories about how technology is changing our culture. Wild Wild Tech is available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So just going through the different strategies, and I thought about this one night, just thinking about like how people GM. And I'm like, everybody's in win now mode, but at the end of the day, only one person's going to win. So everybody's selling out to win now, making all these trades, getting all these high-priced, valuable assets. And at some point, like you, it paid off for you. There are eight other motherfuckers it didn't pay off for. And at some point,
sometimes
the bill will come due. And then they're going to have to start all over again. Because what has happened is everybody has basically depleted every other team in the league. So
we're vultures.
Yeah, yeah.
We just left scraps.
Yep. So the way that I'm doing it is just through the draft and utilizing the team that I have, and I'm taking the scraps.
How's that working out for you?
I mean, I won the division last year. I had a wild card bye. It's working out the same way it
You're
is.
Saying we all playing this game for one thing and one thing only, Ken.
I understand.
It's to win titles.
And I said it worked for you. It didn't work for eight other motherfuckers. And my strategy put me in line with every other motherfucker that's done it, right? If you really think about it. So FIFO is sold out. Wild card. Didn't even get out
division
the first
winner
round.
Though. Get it right.
Division winner.
Put respect on my name.
Division winner.
We already know that FIFO care about winning, not titles.
Yeah. So everybody else that's kind of making these moves, outside of you and Money Green, I'm right in there with them. So I'm still competing.
Well, my thing is like I try to do a little bit of both. I pay for the holes that I got, but I draft the ones that like for as far as the next man up. Mm-hmm. So I already did that. I was doing that last year. It's just that I still have people that I already had on contract. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's really just about the contracts.
But
it's
at the end of the day, you got your Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got my Super Bowl, so I'm cool. I don't have that pressure on me.
You're good.
Yeah,
Money Green got his Super Bowl.
And that's why I was able to restart. Like, I got Trey Lance as my QB. We're going to see what he do.
But that's what I'm saying. So for everybody else that it didn't work out, that got to start over, that can't go find any of these other players, like, by the time I'm getting up, they're going to be coming
down. By that time, you're going to be we're going to be in the fifth year of the league, and I'm like, all right, Kent finally got a Super Bowl that he built for 5 years. I'm like, nigga, I'm cool on that. I want that shit now. All right?
But if you only got one Super Bowl and I get mine in the fifth year, what's the difference?
Yep.
A huge difference. I set the precedent.
Nah, you still got one.
The trophy is going to be named after me. It's going to be Duce, not Lombardi.
But I feel you. But I think just in terms of just my strategy, because I mean, I'm different. You know, I don't like to make all those moves and do all that stuff like that. I like to find developed talent and utilize them on the field. And I addressed in the draft, and I didn't even get a free agent I wanted. I didn't even see anybody I wanted.
Free agency is overrated.
Yeah, my knees. Well, shit, Money Green built a hell of a squad on free agency. And so did FIFA.
He did, but he already had the defense to do that.
You gotta have a core.
And that defense is on rookie deals. So it's like,
exactly.
He picked the perfect situation to do all that.
But
by letting Jimmy G go, he even opened up more cap space. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah, so he, I mean, I was impressed. I didn't think that was going to happen because, like you, I'm like, free agency is overrated. Then I saw what these two, what Money Green and FIFA did. I'm like, well, goddamn. But either way, in the draft, I addressed all my needs. Lineman and defense. Quarterbacks, middle linebackers, left tackles, right tackles, whatever I got. Like, I think I drafted offensive talent late.
You know what I was thinking about when I was drafting? I was like, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, Bill Belichick is a fucking genius. Because I'm really thinking, I'm like, this is some shit Bill Belichick would do. Say some shit like that. Lineman and defense. That's all you really need to draft. Because offense, you can buy that. You can get somebody on free agency, like you said, who got a speed of 93, 92.
Yeah, you find somebody that fits your scheme.
Exactly,
yeah.
And you only got to pay them $3 to $5 million this year, and then you can do it all again next year. But defense, you want to have that defense locked up for at least 3 to 5.
See, think about it. Like, you got Saquon, who makes everybody better.
And he's still on his rookie deal.
I got Watson, who makes everybody better.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
Offensively, I would
say OBJ. Like, before OBJ. This year, who would you say was your guy that made everybody better?
OBJ, because he opens everything up for everybody else.
So there are certain guys that you can do that when you have certain players that makes everybody better. That's the value in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I still got to develop those talents like you're going through right now. But they all got dev traits and stuff like that. And we'll see. I mean, everybody has a strategy. It works for some, like you, and it doesn't work for others, like everybody else.
But I like this strategy I'm in now because now it's a different GM hat. It's like, okay, now you got to see how good of you a GM you are outside of I can make a deal.
But see, you're starting over from scratch. Money Green just be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a Super Bowl champion. He turned around and rebuilt on top of what he had.
Yeah, nah. Money Green is gonna be tough. Like, I can't wait to see how the playoffs shake.
And this was the motherfucker that went undefeated last year.
Yep. So the thing is, I feel like, and that, partly the reason why I picked the Browns was the core of the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's guys that I'm not going to touch. OBJ is one of them. Myles Garrett is another one. Denzel Ward is another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's guys still on my squad that I'm not going to touch because that is the foundation of what I'm trying to build. You know, and then you just got to add on top of that. And I had to make the moves that I had to make. And I think, like you said, Ken, everybody has their own way about doing it. And you said that, you know, you potentially win a chip. All I know is this, is that I feel like I got the best roster out here.
Okay.
Come see me.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I know I got Ken, what is it, week 12?
Yeah, we play 12? Again.
Yep, we play again. So I got that joint circled. I'm a my revenge tour. I already, like I said earlier.
I don't ever look at my schedule.
No, you don't. I do.
Nope.
I gotta know.
One game.
I gotta know these things.
One game at a time.
I looked at it because everybody in the chat was talking about who they play and stuff. So I wanted to see who I play.
I see you when I see you.
Man, hell no. I needed to know I was facing the Chiefs in week 2. Goddamn it.
I play in week 4. I play in week 4, and I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, look, you know who somebody else I think did a really good job with upgrading their team this year was Spike.
I think Spike really did a hell of a job.
Give Spike his flowers. He ain't shit.
Well, considering like the way he went to a 5-wideout set against me, I can see how getting Trevor Lawrence can be beneficial because I think he'll be able to do more things.
Mm-hmm. So who had the higher pick, you or Spike?
Me. I had the number one.
And you picked Justin Fields over.
Yes.
You literally said in every chat, every conversation, he was like, I'm picking Trevor Lawrence. I don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. I was like, nah, I want a black QB. It's either Justin Fields or Trey Lance for me as far as where I was drafting that first round. And he was like, I'm going to get Trevor Lawrence. Fuck it. And you chose Justin Fields.
I had to get.
Spike was probably hot.
I had to get the most dynamic quarterback in the draft because of who I'm playing with or against.
You know, Trevor Lawrence can run too.
Yeah, but I looked at his speed. His speed is only like 82, 83, which isn't slow, but it ain't fast. He ain't 88. Like, I have like...
Justin Fields is 88?
So yeah, he's like the fifth or sixth.
I think you made the right decision because I probably would have went Justin Fields too. I remember I was mm-hmm. on this program.
I was going to get Justin Fields if he was available.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't want Trevor Lawrence. I wanted Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. I think you made the right decision. The only thing I would say is... You have to stick to who you are and what you do, mm-hmm. and don't let anybody else force you to pivot into another direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You probably should have just went in and got Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nah, because it wasn't. Here's the thing.
Ravens forced you to make a move that you. Like which you, isn't a bad
that's
one.
That's what I'm
it's
saying, because
be
that's the reason why I was surprised, because I'm like, bro, you literally been talking Trevor Lawrence this whole time, and he's literally the better QB. As far as the draft board.
You can still do what you do with Trevor Lawrence as opposed to, I mean, you can do it
with either one. Yeah. See, and that's the beautiful thing. So I can play a pocket QB like I did with Aaron Rodgers and throw for 5,500 yards, or I can play with a mobile QB. So it doesn't matter
but
to me.
You can't, I guess what I'm saying is, you can't build your team to beat one guy.
But here's the thing, though. I think with a mobile QB, it allows you to beat even more guys. It's just that it made me 100% make the choice for just... Because I would have been cool with either one.
It's not like you talked yourself into it.
To a degree, yes. Because like you said, I've been talking about getting Trevor Lawrence because I know he's the number one player and QB in the draft. But at the same time, I have to win.
I do think Justin Fields is better.
Okay.
I prefer Justin Fields because I wanted a black QB in the NYC. All right, I ain't going to hold you. And I got a poor man's Justin Fields. Yep. That's Trey Lance. Shout out to Trey Lance.
Yep. Because like he's even faster than Trey Lance. Like there's only like he's 1% or 1 point slower than Russell Wilson. So like he has all the intangibles. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to get him there. I got to make it fast. And you already know how I play. He's going to get the pass. He's going to do this. I'm, again, strategically making him throw passes on the run and stuff like that. So hopefully, I don't know how much that influences the dev trait to get him, you know, certain things like running dead eye or running gun or something. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to be out there.
All that shit, you damn near unbeatable. There's a quarterback I had in my other franchise. He had damn near everything. He can make any throw. He can run. Like, he was damn near perfect. Mm-hmm. So you get that, like, you can do anything you want.
Yep.
And when you lose that, when these guys retire and you go back to a regular motherfucker, you got to, man, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
I think the guy that, and I think this was a mistake that I made last year in relying too much on Nyheim Hines. Mm-hmm. And I drafted Jonathan Taylor to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And I should have started him and used Hines as my third down back. And, but now I put, even though he's rated lower than Connor, and I really didn't even mean to pick him up, and Himes, I still started him because of the talent, because I need to develop him. And the first game, like, he broke a 50-yard or something like that. I was okay. And then he, like I said, the last two runs, he got, like, a 55-yard touchdown, a 75-yard. And I was like, man, I fucked up. And then when I played Spike, and I did what I'm telling you not to do, and I did it again to myself, I switched up. I started Taylor trying to get an advantage when I'm used to playing Hines, and I should have just kept the team the way it is because that's how I won 13 games.
And that's what, I mean, you mentioned that. That's what I did towards the end of last season going into the playoffs. So I switched playbooks.
I did that too.
Because FIFA was in my head, and he was like, bro, you got to do this. I was like, all right, bro, let me see what I could do. But even then, I shouldn't have done that because going into the playoffs with a new playbook, no matter how many practices I did, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel the same. I went right back to the plays that I usually did from the last one. So it was just like, you know what? I even switched up a defensive playbook. I was like, you know what? Because I wanted to get pressure. I was like, you know what? Go back to what won you a title. You know what I'm saying? Go back to what you were working. So I went back to my regular shit.
Yeah, you got
to
be who you are. And you know, and I think that's the thing, the pressure of what other people doing. Because you got to kind of also force people to do...
Exactly, what you don't, what they don't want
to
do.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. So, or respond to you. And then you kind of get them out of the zone. But I did the same thing. I started playing around with different playbooks. And I was still winning games, but it wasn't comfortable.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, I had the Oakland playbook. And I'm really good. I could, like, I ran that playbook for, like, a whole couple of seasons. So I know it, but the one that was my sweet spot was the one I should have ran with in that playoffs. So yeah, again, I just got out of character before the matchup, and it's just like I got to just stick to the fundamentals and stick to what I'm accustomed to doing, and everything will be fine, and then we see what happens on the field after that. Yeah.
So I know for me, once Justin Fields gets that that escape artist, I'm changing the playbook. I'm 100% changing the playbook, and the ability to have the quarterback run will be a very prominent thing in my playbook. Mm. Once he can get,
if I play you, I'm gonna knock his ass.
Right, I'm about to say, be careful. You're not a slap, right?
Yeah,
okay, so yeah,
you gotta catch me first.
Make sure you time that shit out right.
Yeah. You gotta catch me first.
They gonna hit stick the fuck out of you.
Put him down.
And I don't care what QB you got, they coughing that shit up.
Oh, you right.
Yeah, I also lost my damn linebacker, Troy Dye. I don't want his ass anymore, though.
I got rookie linebackers now. Well, I just
rented. I had all rookie linebackers last year.
I rented one out through free agency. I was like, bro, I just can't do it. And I got I couldn't do two rookies at my linebacker.
My secondary is young, so.
Secondary was already young. It was I made some trades, and I still have some young talent from the Giants' original roster that they're still good. I'm not really worried secondary-wise. It's just up front in the linebacker crew, I got to get more pressure.
Yeah, my whole defense is young.
I'm trying to make my boy a rookie of the year, though, defensively. Yeah,
we're like 81. 81, my defense is 81 overall. So we got some work to do.
Monty Rice. Know the name.
John Ross. Watch. John Ross, or this guy named Rashad. He's like 72 right now. The guy ahead of him is like 75. David Taylor, I think. But he's just a regular nigga. So, like, he has no dev trait. So
Monty Rice ain't shit. He is 67 middle linebacker. And I'm
67?
67. Mm-hmm. I'm going to build him up, Ken. I'm like Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
You won't have enough time. You won't have enough time.
I'm going to build him up. You're not playing me.
Hey, this is a humble season for the Giants.
I know.
You know that movie, The Little Giants? This is a humble season. We're going to make the playoffs, though, because that's our standard.
You think so?
That's our standard.
I'm a
win the division, and I'm gonna get to the playoffs.
So you 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0 against the Chargers. I was playing against Jordan Love.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw you play last night.
Oh,
I'm 1-0.
But yeah, I got the Chiefs this upcoming week, so that's nice gonna be interesting. They screwed me over on this season, this schedule. They got me closing out. Hella away games. I barely got home. I don't even know what home looked like.
Because you're the division champ, Mr. Division Champ, Mr. Super Bowl winner.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I had to pay the cost to be the boss, right?
You know what I'm saying?
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. How do you feel about your schedule, Ken?
I told you, I don't look at my schedule. On to Cincinnati. That's me.
Speaking of that, boy, hey, FIFA, good luck in Cincinnati. Boy. You got Andrew Luck with AJ Green and that roster and Joe Mixon.
Have you looked at my roster, man?
I understand, but it ain't going to be easy going to Cincinnati.
Have you looked at my roster, man?
It ain't never easy going to Cincinnati, trust me.
Hey, look, we the paper champs. That's all I know. We on the paper champs.
Man, you sold out, bro.
Right.
I did.
And you going to pay for it, too, because, hey, well, speaking of paper, I want my money. We got this bet.
Yeah. I'm not even
tell
the folks
about the bet.
All right, so look, Nick is over here talking smack about his puny, pathetic roster. And, you know, I told him he's going to have more L's than me. So we just going to split the difference, $10 a loss. So basically, let's just say when he gets about 5 or 6 losses this year, and I only have like maybe 1 or 2.
If, not when.
Not when. he'll owe me $30. You know what I'm saying? So we'll split the difference on how many losses.
And when FIFA gave me my $30 to $40, we going to shoot that live on Dead End Sports where he's giving up that bread. Well,
I want mine all in one because I'm going to the Blue Flame right after.
Yeah, get that Lou Will special.
Oh, that lemon pepper Lou.
Yep, that lemon pepper Lou. Let me get that lemon pepper Lou special.
All right, so before we get out of here, just want to go over like some league changes or just some business stuff, you know, that was discussed the other day. And then also we'll have the Super Bowl champ. He was asking for his media day. He was asking for his media day, I think.
Boy, he wanted to celebrate the hell out of that shit. That title.
Like, he was hyped.
Yeah.
That's how it feels to beat me, Kim.
Yeah, he was
people,
hyped.
People act like they seen Jesus.
So last season, I think it was actually Niners that made the proposal to go to All Madden. So
that was a debate.
Yeah, so that was something that I think the overall league consensus was to keep it where it is.
Well, the census was just there's no difference as far as like the user game should be always what determines the champion, not CPU.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm with that. I'm with that because I like the number of people that we have. I still think we could probably add like one or two more and still be good. But the fact that, you know, all of the users make the playoffs, that's the whole point. You know, now obviously if we were going to fill up an entire one, you know, all 30 teams, and you know, that's different. But, you know, to keep it, you know, because
I don't know, man, like, because y'all be putting up some crazy ass numbers, 60, 70 touchdowns, 8,000 yards passing. Like, what the hell kind of shit is that?
Nah, they force, like FIFO says, they force things. So it's like, that's why they have the interceptions or whatever, or they'll just they'll have that one player that I can always, you know how the computer plays. It's good, but it ain't that good because it's not all Madden. So you can get shit away, but it's just like you keep forcing things. You and me just winning the game. That's all we give a damn about. We get extra shit, we get extra shit. But like all I care is about the dub. They want to get the dub and on niggas.
I want MVP. You know, I want offensive rookie. I want.
That's why Philip Lindsay had 50 touchdowns and 6,000 yards.
That's
come
that's
on,
different.
Man.
But yeah, you know, like I want the end of season accolades. You know what I'm saying? Like that's part of what we.
But
play
for. It don't feel like cheating though. Like it's such a.
What else he gonna win, Ken? He ain't going past that deep outside wild card.
Where's the challenge?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't feel like cheating or anything like that. My thing is this. What I do against the computer, can I do against people? And for the most part, the answer is yes. I still put up 400 yards throwing. I still put up 3, 4, 5 touchdowns.
But all Madden, they might come down.
Yeah, no, I'm against the CPU, of course.
No, but against the user.
Both, I would say both.
Yeah.
Because if you play any good team on all Madden,
you ain't like, no, it will come down. But
stats are unrealistic. I think that's the thing. And but, this isn't about one particular player. This is about everybody across the board. Y'all putting 60 pieces on motherfuckers.
But here's the thing. Okay, so like.
No one's doing that consistently, though. Those are like one.
Yeah, that's like.
Towards the end of the season, I would look at the final scores. Every user was smashing people.
That's crazy. Towards the end of the season, do you let some players rest?
Nah.
Oh, I actually do.
I do, too. I let OBJ rest.
I let the last two.
I don't know, but either way. I mean, I get like. The balance, I think everybody just want to play against a user, but you know, and they don't want to get smacked by a computer. But my thing,
I'm not scared to get smacked.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't care about. It don't matter.
The folks were scared.
My thing that I don't agree with what Spike was saying was just the fact that like it don't really matter. Like the user games is what we all hype for anyway. Like the CPU games, like, and he's saying if one of y'all lose to CPU, like it kind of. Defeats like you said, FIFA, we all should make the playoffs. It's best when the users are running the league and not the other shit.
I guess.
But I mean, it don't matter to me. Competition is competition.
And if you look at the year numbers, though, Ken, like, so, like the running, we know what it is, right?
How many touchdowns did you throw last year?
58 or 68.
Somebody threw 60.
Yeah, that was I threw 68.
You threw 68?
Yeah.
Touchdowns?
And he threw. He threw 66.
I'd be happy with my 45. I'd be like, I had a really great season.
Well, the year before I threw 55. You know what I'm saying? But the 68 throwing touchdowns, yes, that's a little bit, that's very video game-like, right? But all of the other numbers outside of the rushing, because we know who be racking up all the rushing yards. But even like with Nick and Zeke Elliott with the Cowboys rushing, like the numbers before the Ravens came into the league, they were relatively realistic. You know what I'm saying? 2,000 yards is realistic for these guys.
Mm-hmm. But your passing numbers aren't realistic regardless of the
5,500 yards throwing?
You threw 60 touchdowns.
But that's 1 year.
All right.
That was 1 year. That's not going to happen.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
No, I mean, again, there's not going to be anything perfect. Like we just mentioned, if we went all Madden, some niggas might not even make the playoffs. If we go with all pro, everybody having ridiculous stats. You know what I'm saying? So it's something's going to give.
I feel you. And then the other was around streaming. So everybody sounds like has agreed to stream all user games And we set up a Twitch. So it's twitch.tv/deadinsports. I will be auto-hosting all of the users that are on Twitch on that channel. So you'll get a chance to see it there if you want to go to one location. I do encourage you guys to subscribe to everybody's individual Twitch channel, just on GP.
And we're going to put them in the link, right?
Or yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll put them in the link as well.
Or to this
And then I think there are one or two people that stream on YouTube. And we'll it's a little bit more of a manual process, so I'll try to make sure that that is streamed as well. But again, you know, you'll have the link so you can go subscribe to them and you know, get that notification to follow them. So yeah, but I think the discussion around that was in terms of fairness, because I think there was a concern that people would be studying other people's playbooks.
I saw that and I was like, we spent too much time in the chat talking about that, because that's really. It don't matter.
Exactly.
It really don't. That's why I was saying, that's why most of the conversation that I was looking, I was like, bro, most of this shit don't matter.
Yeah, because I 100% agree with that. Like, at the end of the day, people study people in real life or in video games. And
we all have patterns.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's my job to stop it. It doesn't matter. I know what the hell you're doing. If I can't stop it, I can't stop it. It doesn't matter if I know the playbook or this, that, and the third. At the end, because you can also get to the line of scrimmage and change everything. So it does not matter.
Which most of them y'all do anyway.
Well, humans and just like the computers have tendencies, humans do as well. Probably more tendencies than a computer, I would imagine. Because there's just a certain level of comfort that they have. So there are people that when they get to the line, it's going to be a completely different playbook. Then there are people like me and sometimes FIFA, like, I'm going to run what I run.
Yeah.
You know? No, I just think that it doesn't.
But that speaks to what you're saying. It don't really matter.
No, it don't really matter. I thought the issue would be more so like just streaming in general. But it seems like that's never been an issue. We all can stream, or we all will try at least to stream.
But I think it brought up some other issues in terms of what happens with lag.
And
I think
lag is something that that's
the
issue.
You know, with that, and I forgot what you said. Like two starts in the regular season and the playoffs. You said that
you got to finish the game.
You got to finish it, but. I think in the playoffs it's even worse because that gives one team as a victim of that, and the Chiefs I would agree, like you can't compete.
Well, to me, I think there has to be a point system with that as far as like.
And I think that's
if it's by third quarter and you up by 10.
Yeah, you need you. So what we decided on was to submit visual evidence, and we're gonna get Spike on here. I'm gonna talk to him. Have him also discuss some of this stuff. But visual evidence. You can't just say I'm lagging and not show proof. So you need to show proof that you are a victim of this. And then, therefore, the commission can come together and make a ruling on that. And then we had another situation where, you know, like somebody got disconnected. So, but yeah, man, like, you know, as we figure this thing out, you know, I definitely want to keep you guys kind of up to date on, like, our processes and things that you guys can incorporate with, you know, within your league to try to make sure that the field is even for everybody and everybody's still having fun. And I think that's kind of what you said earlier is what we're doing this for. I mean, I'm doing it to win, but I know other people play for fun. And that's cool, you know, and I enjoy it. You know,
let me ask you this. Do you enjoy the game or the GM portion?
The GM.
Me too.
The GM. Because if my patience pays off in the Super Bowl, then yeah, I mean, I think about every single move I made was to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So, and it was how does my strategy look compared to Nick or 49ers or Chiefs who's played in two Super Bowls? Like he's played in two and 0-2, right? You beat him last year.
No. I faced him in the title game my first year and I beat him to get to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs.
No, the Chiefs. Yeah. He's been to back-to-back Super Bowls.
He's been to back-to-back
Super Bowls. He's running our AFC right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what Spike in his division.
Don't be talking like that, man.
I'm just saying the AFC got to step up. Like the NFC been holding it down. I'm trying to see what the other side look like.
Okay.
You know? But
I think if I would have won my matchup against Spike, I probably would have won the Super Bowl.
I guess we was drinking earlier, right?
We were. Why, my cup dry.
You got the ifs coming out right already.
My cup dry.
So what about you,
Nick? It's weird. I like both. I like drafting them and then playing them to see if I really this is actually a really good value pick and stuff like that. Because for me, in my draft, I only cared about certain aspects. I didn't really care about over, like, I have my draft board. I go off my draft board throughout the whole time you're scouting and shit. I'm putting motherfuckers who I like on my draft board, and I'm even going down to the bottom of the barrel to the undrafted motherfuckers and giving them grades to see if, like, all right, let me see if I can moneyball this shit and get super cheap talent young that I can easily move up and mix them with the vets.
Damn, sound like we need to do a show on draft strategy, like how we do our draft throughout the season, how we manage the draft board, and that whole process.
Because you scout throughout the year?
Yeah, because I'm trying to develop. Like, I want to have, like, in your position, the J.K. Dobbins, who's a superstar in his year two. Like, I was able to activate the dev for T. Higgins in his rookie year. I'm trying to do that for my other wide receiver. Like, and I'm trying to, of course, do that.
Who's with the other guy you drafted?
What? In the first round?
This year, yeah.
I drafted Trey Lance as my QB.
Your receiver.
The receiver was something shorts.
Somebody that shorts. Sucks. Okay.
Nah, he quick though. And he got the number 13, so you know who I'm trying to replace.
Yeah, whatever.
The ghost of OBJ on my squad.
I thought that was mad disrespectful when I played you last year and I saw number 13 running around.
Hey, that was Nelson Aguilar. Shout out. That's his natural number though. I couldn't. Whatever. He wanted it. I had to give it to him. That's the only way he was signed with us.
You should have changed it.
I got the ghost of OBJ on there. But no, I like being able to activate that. That's what I'm trying to do with my linebackers and stuff like that, because I'm tired of having to pay for something and lose in a year. Like, I want to see if how I can build this roster, because I've only got one free agency out of this whole process, and that was just a corner. And even then I didn't feel good about that, because I was like, I feel like I paid too much money for something I can just get for cheap. Like how somebody said something about getting a quarterback was asking for too much money. He got him for cheap in free agency, something like that.
Yeah, nah, he finessed the hell out of that.
Teddy Bridgewater, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the beautiful thing about this Madden, at least compared to some of the older Maddens, because like when people came out of the free agency period, they still wanted crazy money. But now, if in those first 4 weeks they don't get picked up, then they just want minimum contracts.
Yeah, the veteran's minimum.
To get on a roster. So for me, like, the player that I've taken advantage of like that is Eli Apple the last 2 years.
I almost signed him, but I ain't like his 80 number.
You ain't just like him because he is off the field.
But to me, it's solid because he's like 92 speed. He's 80 overall.
He was a first round pick for the Giants, so I know Eli Apple.
My secondary is already him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, secondary isn't the issue. It's like, it's up front. That's what really matters. That's what separates games. You talking about, you got to face a Khalil Mack and Von Miller. That means the speed has to, what you bought in actually should work. Speed should be able to get around that.
Yeah. No, like I said, the Ravens, we've just been making moves to beat each other.
So that's your team? That's the team that you have up there? Like, as far as, like, that's the guy.
It's just a hurdle.
That's the guy I got to get over. That's your Tom Brady in the AFC.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can get past the Ravens, like I said, I know I could win a championship. Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to nobody else, but I feel like, you know, you saw what I did to Lou last year. You know what I'm saying? You saw what I did against Nick. Like, I know I can play. It's not like I'm ass out here. I know I can play. I just got to stop that run.
It was a one possession game with us, bro. Like, you shitted on me.
No, I didn't say. But you was up 21-0 in the first quarter.
Exactly.
So
you already know how bad it could got. You know what I'm saying?
But it'll never, like, it rarely.
But
gets
you got
that
the
bad.
Dub. I ain't even trying to talk shit on that. I lost. I take that. I hold my L's.
You know, so like you know, right now, like I said, like my the games against the top players are my little mini Super Bowls. Like, I'm gonna play the Chiefs. I don't know if I'm gonna play them again, but I gotta let them know. Even if he beats me, I'm here. This is a team that you have to contend with, and hopefully, I see you down the road. But at the end of the day, man, yes, the Ravens are my Tom Brady, and I gotta overcome that. And I have sold out to stop the run. I sold out.
I'm trying to be like Any Given Sunday, as far as like I got Willie Beeman as my QB. And I'm trying to get to the damn Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta face the 49ers though. That team is legit on all levels.
He can play
as well.
Yep.
It's just that's the team that I have to beat. They're the Super Bowl champs, so it makes sense. That's the team I gotta beat.
There's a couple of players in here that I respect.
That's outside of the 49ers, I'm not
Damn, man. Why you got to shit on everybody else like that?
Because that's the champ. You got to beat the man to beat the man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Everybody was looking at me like that, so now I know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? As the world turns. So I'm
just saying, though.
You know, so I was the other day, I was thinking about, like, in this franchise, especially face of the franchise, will work a little bit more. But, like, being able to, like, recruit people, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like if they're already on another squad or they're about to hit free agency, being able to, like, talk to them a little early, even though I know it's tampering or whatever. But I think that would be dope. And there was another thing, too, that I was just thinking about.
Well, I'd be curious to see while you're thinking through that, what these new changes on 21 is, because it sounds like we are going to transition over.
Yeah, we're going to transition over. Not this league, but just the R League in general to 21.
People want it, man. People asking.
Yeah.
We got 11 followers on Twitch already. Like, before I tweeted it out today. Like, I don't even know where them motherfuckers came from because I haven't really been talking about
just
it.
Just searching.
Oh, I think we probably mentioned it on Is the Mic Still On, actually. Didn't we?
Possibly.
I think it was. Yep. So, but either way it go, I think we're going to build it up. And man, I'm really excited, man. I think we could do some fun, exciting things about it. Like, I'm just excited about the league and everything that we're doing. I get a kick out of stuff, building and creating stuff like this and trying to build, like, an overall experience for people to kind of go on these, you know, these journeys with us and to kind of follow along with us. We're turning it into, like I think, like you said, a series, like something of entertainment. And that's dope, man, to see what comes out of this. Just something that, you know, we're just doing from scratch.
We was going to do it anyway because we like playing Madden. Regardless.
Yeah, so imagine having, well, I ain't going to reveal all the plans, but, you know, but hopefully by the playoffs, everything will be set up, man. You guys could be in for one hell of a ride. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, shit. I think that concludes the league. Brought to you by Dead End Sports and also in conjunction with Dead End Games. So make sure that you're subscribed to both of those YouTube channels. Also make sure you're subscribed to the podcast feeds, as that's where these will be released. And we'll holler at you. See you next week. Peace.
Peace.